Blog Talk Radio.
This is your time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.
Hey everyone, it's Josie from Your Time with Josie. Thanks everyone so much for coming. I'm just going to give a quick shout out. Alan, Brianna Loves Reba, friend of Abby, Kylie, Panda Manda, Reba 330, Reba Fan Forever, and Tina. Thank you guys all for coming. Yes, we are live, so just, you know, click the reload the player right above the chat room, and then click the play arrow on the Blog Talk Radio player above. Or you can just refresh the page, but that's, like, old school. It's harder. but whatever. And so what are you guys saying? Kylie says, yay, by the way, bunnies will rule after hamsters. I thought, totally. Seriously, bunnies rock. Okay, if you're a hamster lover, I apologize, but bunnies are pretty cool. You got to admit, okay? Those amazing ears just, they get you going. Amanda... We're on Epi 24, aren't we? Yes, I believe so. I think this is the 24th episode of Your Time with Josie. Everything's just gone so fast, right? We're on the 24th episode. Feels like the 5th. But 24th episode. And so that is exciting. And it looks like our guest has arrived. So everyone, please welcome my awesome guest, country singer, Cole Chambers. Hey, Cole, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very great. Excited to be talking to you. So
I'm very excited
to
be here.
Absolutely. And so this is very exciting because, Colt, you are a friend of mine. And so probably we're going to be silly on this episode. Yeah, I'll do a little singing, and that'll be exciting. So anyway, let's start with the interview, all right? I'm going to give you a quick interview here. So at what age did you start performing?
I started performing at 5 years old.
At 5 years old? Wow, really?
Yes. Well, I really started singing then, like, when I was, like, almost five. I was four, but I was almost five, and then I started performing probably around 7 or 8.
That is so cool, because I cannot imagine myself going on stage at 5, 4, 6, any age around there, because the crowd would scare me. But who are your musical inspirations?
Oh, I have so many. Well, Brad Paisley, of course. Keith Urban, Jason Aldean, Eric Church, Luke Bryan, Reba. I have, like, many of the country stars are, like, if anyone thinks they're an inspiration to me.
Absolutely. And so is country your favorite genre of music, or do you like other genres, or listen to other genres?
I like other genres, but country is, of course, my favorite, and I love to sing country.
Definitely. If you had a chance to do a duet with anyone, who would you choose?
Oh, a duet. Probably Reba. Like,
ooh,
as a guy-girl duet, Reba.
That would be really, really cool. And also, I saw that you're doing a tuition, if I said it right, to get you on tour with Reba. And I just want to, I just wanted to bring that up. And I'll post the link on the page so everyone could sign it, because that would be really cool. That really
yes,
would be cool.
I would love that.
Absolutely. So I'll tell everyone I know to sign it, and I'll absolutely sign it. Oh, I think I did already. Awesome. So how do you handle the pressures of school and performing?
Well, of course, school does come first right now. What I try to do is I try to get as much into school. Like, I stay focused in school, during school, and I try to get, like, all of my homework done. But if I don't finish it at school, then when I get home, that's the first thing that I do. Then I go into rehearsing, because I feel that my education should come first.
That is absolutely correct. And everyone, you hear that? Education first. Definitely. So did you always know that this was what you wanted to do?
This, ever since I was 5 years old, I knew that singing was what I wanted to do.
Awesome, awesome. And you're good at it. I heard you sing before the show, and you're amazing. And so did you, if you weren't a singer, though, what else would you want to do?
Well, when I was younger as well, I was an actor. And, I mean, I still act a little, but if I wasn't a singer, I would totally be an actor.
That is really cool. You should try that out, actually. I mean, you could do both.
Yeah.
Definitely. Not bad. And so I also know that you're working on an album that is coming out soon. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
There's not much information that I can, like, really release yet, but there should be a release date within the next 90 days. Look out for that.
Awesome. That's awesome. Do you know where people would be able to purchase it yet, or?
Once it's finished and released, it will be available on iTunes.
Awesome.
And you can purchase it, you will be able to purchase it off of my site as well.
Very cool. And so what's your website?
www.coltchambers.com.
Sweet. And not only do you have your main website, you also have social networking sites that you can talk to fans. It's a great way to meet people. Can you tell us your social networking sites, such as Twitter, Facebook?
Twitter is @coltchambers. Facebook is facebook.com/coltchambersmusic. And then MySpace is myspace.com/coltchambers. And I have tons of others, but there's like too many to list. So if you go on my website, it's got a full list of them.
Definitely awesome. So everyone check that out. And Adam on Twitter, because you also have a Twitter contest going on. So that would be very fun for everybody to participate. What's going on with that? Can you tell us a little
more? Okay. When you go to the homepage of my website, which is www.coltchambers.com, there'll be a link at the very top that says check out Colt's new Twitter contest. You'll click on it. It'll redirect you to the page, and it will have like the guidelines, like you must be 13 years or older unless you have parent consent. And then you'll fill out the form below and with all your information, and it's not released to anybody except for me. And once I reach my goal of 750 followers on Twitter, which I'm almost there, I will be picking a couple people to receive a signed photo from me.
Really? That is so, so cool. That really is cool. And so definitely, so all you do is click that link on your page, your website, and I'll post all the links in the chat room a little later so everyone can just have easy access. Click away. So that's awesome. How do you pick songs for your album?
The way it works with me is I have a bunch of friends that are songwriters. With me living in Nashville, I know many of songwriters. And so I go to the publishing companies. They'll give me like a pitch CD, that's what it's called, and it'll have like songs that other singers have demoed for that songwriter. And what I'll do is I'll listen to them all closely, and because they're all good songs, and I will wisely choose which songs that I like on my album, and that's the way I chose.
That sounds exciting. Definitely. That's really, really cool. Are you thinking about making any music videos to go along with this album?
Once I release some singles, then definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Awesome. That would be exciting. So you'll be able to release them probably on YouTube, right?
Yes. Of course, YouTube.
Awesome. Awesome. So you can check that out.
My YouTube is youtube.com/coltchambersmusic.
Awesome, awesome. So let's see here. What's your favorite song to perform live?
My favorite song to perform live. Oh, this is a hard one.
Maybe top three.
It would probably have to be like it's one of the newest ones that I've learned, and it's a Luke Bryan, because Luke Bryan is like one of my favorite singers, and it's Brain is a Good Thing. I don't know if you've heard it, but I love that song.
Wow, really? That's so cool. And so you you like seeing that one live, like doing covers, right?
Yeah, right now I'm just performing covers until I release the album.
Sounds good. And what's some upcoming dates for fans to check out?
Upcoming dates, okay. Tomorrow night I will be in Loganville, Georgia, at Joe Ray's Music Hall. So if you're in the North Georgia area, come and check out me at Joe Ray's Music Hall. Then next weekend I will be at Magoo's restaurant in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I'm going to be doing, like, a bunch of local events, like, in my hometown. I'll be performing at Beach Bend Superstar in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And I'll and one of the largest shows that I'll be performing at will be September 5th, which is Labor Day weekend, Sunday, September 5th, at the Hard Rock Cafe in Nashville.
Awesome. That is really
cool.
That's how where a lot of country singers go.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be performing, not necessarily performing, but I'll be attending the GCGMA Awards in November, which is the Georgia Country and Gospel Music Association. I'm a member of that, and I'll be there and competing.
Okay. How long have you been a part of that?
Actually, I believe it was in March when I joined this year. I haven't been a member too long, but it was in March, I believe, March or April.
Awesome, awesome. And so definitely that's something to keep doing, really. That's really cool. So what is the most memorable place you have performed so far?
Oh, this one's hard too, Josie. I really love doing shows around my hometown, seeing people that I like grew up knowing and everything. And so probably one of my most memorable shows would probably be the Cedar Valley Arts Festival, which is in Cedartown, Georgia, which is my part of my hometown.
Super, super cool. And I'm really getting down with these questions. I'm really getting everything here. Tell us. Obviously we have to ask you to sing a little bit for us. What would you like to sing for everybody?
I'm gonna sing for y'all. We Rode in Trucks by Luke Bryan.
Awesome. Hit it.
Okay.
Down where I was born was heaven on earth. The Flint River washes that red Georgia dirt. The sun sets slow and the stars shine bright. We raised cotton and corn and little cane kids. You either lived on a farm or wish you didn't. Jesus always walked close by our side. Where I grew up, we rode in trucks. There's a lot of our life we learned on the bus. How to lie, how to buy, how to kiss, how to cuss. The clothes we stack to the back, the smarter we got. We were poor, we were up, and we were all best friends. Wide-eyed and baptized and still wanting to sin. Thank God we get more than just one shot. Where I grew up, we rode in trucks. That's us on hay in the field with the radio on. That's us setting shade in the town when the work is done. In my mind, I can still see us now, riding down Buck Island Road. It wasn't that long ago. We thought the bag of beer in a can was all it would take to be like our old man. but I saw how it made my mama cry. It was hunting and fishing and football games. Then it was girls, and everything changed. Falling in and out of love. We rode in trucks. That's us at a tailgate stand in the parking lot. That's us with mud on our tires when it rained a lot. In my mind, I can still see us now riding down Buck Island Road. It wasn't that long ago. Bottom of my soul. The number I was born was heaven on earth. The flame of a watch is that red Georgia dirt. The sunset slow and the summer shine bright. Where I grew up, we rode in trucks.
Okay.
That was amazing. Definitely. That, if you didn't hear that was my mom just screaming of excitement back there.
Oh, was that your mom?
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of figured you'd hear that because
I heard it, but I didn't.
definitely. Right now, I kind of want to get to a caller, a fan named Brianna.
Okay.
Brianna?
Hey.
Hey, how
Brianna.
Are you?
Doing fabulous.
You have a question for Colt?
Yes, I do. I would like to ask if you would consider anything outside the music business, such as acting or something like that.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
Oh. if you would consider doing any other kind of something besides the music business, such as acting or something.
Yeah, I said that in the beginning, but yeah, I'm an actor as well as a singer, and I love to act, but my career is mainly focused on my singing, but
mm-hmm.
I would consider acting as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Definitely. So, Awesome. Brianna, you have another question? Or?
Well, I just want to say he was amazing singing. That's pretty much all.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely, he was. Definitely. And, Brianna, awesome. Keep tuning in. And talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Awesome. Thanks, Brianna, for calling in. So let's see. Reba, the chat room questions here. Reba330 asks, Colt, how many Reba albums do you have? Oh, do you own?
Oh, I have tons of Reba albums. I don't know how many I have. I probably have at least 10 because I'm a huge Reba fan.
Oh, definitely. Who isn't? She's awesome. Definitely. Alan asks in the chat room, you know Alan, what, designer?
Yeah.
He says, definitely. And he says, Colt, have you ever rode in a truck? I guess he's referring to the song.
I haven't. I just have to admit that I've never rode in a truck. No, I'm just kidding. Of course.
Definitely. So let's see here. Tina in the chat room asked, what's your favorite song to perform? Oh, he already asked that. He already answered that question. let's see. Reba 330 also would like to know if you would ever sing a Reba song, a Reba cover.
I'm sure that I probably would. I haven't yet, but who knows? I may cover Turn on the Radio, her new single.
Oh, I love that song. You should definitely try that out. It's a great song. It's a great song. So let's see here. So what's your favorite television show?
My favorite television show? I know it probably sounds cliche, but probably the CMT Top 20 Countdown.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love that? Absolutely. People are saying they love it, too, so don't worry about that one. Definitely. I just want to also mention everyone in the chat room, you guys can all call in now to speak with Colt on air. Number is 1-646-381-4339. Also put it in the chat room, so call in, guys. So let's see here. What do you like to do for fun?
Fun. I like to hang out with friends.
Absolutely.
I love to talk on the phone, talk to people online, because I talk a lot, so.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So can you tell us about any fun, funny backstage moments that you have yet?
Okay, well, do you remember me telling you about my most memorable performance?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, the same show, when I go to perform, the sound man messes up the sound, and it starts off like in the middle of the song, and that was probably the most embarrassing moment, because I was just like totally like I was scared, because that scared me, and I'm like, this is not the beginning of the song.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, I could see that being as a fun and memorable moment. Definitely.
That part really wasn't the memorable moment, but...
Yeah, that part was more like, okay, I wish I could erase that and just start that all over again. Definitely.
Yeah, there were tons of people watching, too, and so...
Well, I bet they all know it was a technical difficulty. I hope.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So also, on Facebook, I have to mention this because I think it's super cool. On Facebook, you took a picture of you by your new tour bus. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because that was amazing.
Yes. My dad, I just turned 15 June 25th, and so for my 15th birthday, my dad bought me a brand new, well, not brand new, but a tour bus. And so, yeah, I don't know what to really say about it, but
yeah. It's awesome. It's really cool. Really big. Really big. It's super cool. So the pictures are on your Facebook if anybody wants to check that out. And you're posing next to it with your hat on. Awesome. Definitely super cool. You take a lot of good pictures. There's some that you're on the railroad track and then your guitar, and those are really, really great pictures. Those can be your promo pictures.
Yeah.
Definitely. So let's see here, looking on the chat room. What is your favorite class in school?
My favorite class in school, math.
Math, definitely. Well, not for me, but...
math is just easy for me for some reason. Like, algebra and everything, that all comes easy to me for some reason.
Really? You wanna help me? You wanna come on over and do a little bit of mine? Oh no,
sure.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll Skype and I'll do your homework for you.
Definitely. Awesome. And this is a really good question from Reba Fan Forever on the chat room. Ask him if he's ever forgot the words to a song while on stage performing.
No, I haven't. Knock on wood. I'm not.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Knocking on wood right now. That is great, and I hope that never happens, because, I mean, it wouldn't be the most embarrassing thing in the world, but, you know.
But it does, it happens, because,
it does happen.
At the CMA Fest this year, Brad Paisley started his song off and totally mess up.
I know a lot of country stars do that, and another thing that's prone is falling off the stage. So I hope that doesn't happen to you either, because I know everyone has had that moment. And don't even worry, just be careful. Not high boots or anything, just be careful out there. And so let's see here. Oh yes, everyone's excited. They want to hear us sing SpongeBob.
Oh, okay.
Oh yes, definitely. Absolutely. I gotta get the lyrics. I do this with every show, and I seriously cannot remember the lines. So just Google is my guide right now. So let me just Google that. Let me just Google that. Without Google, I don't know where we would be. Okay. I think got it. You got it?
I've got it.
Okay, so let's just, so what part do you want to do? Do you want to do the captain or do you want to do the kids part?
Do you want to do both?
Okay, sounds good. Let's just sing it together. You ready?
Okay. One.
Okay.
Two. Three. Okay.
Are you ready, kids?
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Aye, aye, Captain.
I can hear you. Aye, aye, Captain.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Oh.
Oh.
Who lives in a pineapple
under
the sea?
Diamond of under the sea. SpongeBob SquarePants.
Absorbing yellow
and force of sea.
SpongeBob SquarePants. If medical nonsense be something you wish,
SpongeBob SquarePants, then drop like a fish. SpongeBob SquarePants.
Ready? SpongeBob SquarePants.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Totally. We own that. Oh yeah. Awesome. Awesome.
Wow.
And thanks for singing with me. Because yeah, I have a SpongeBob obsession. Okay, people. All right. Did I mention that there's new episodes of SpongeBob? Okay. Let's see here. Reba330 says, that's funny. Tina says, not sure I ever laughed so hard. I was like, that should be the next single for sure.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to
get on that. Oh, yeah, remix. RubyFan Forever says, yeah, laugh aloud, woohoo. Oh, yeah. Definitely. We rock at that, so I'm just saying. You'll see that on YouTube. No. Never know. So let's see here. Any more questions, everybody? So let's see. What is your best vacation you have ever been on?
Probably. I've been on a cruise a couple of times, and that was probably my best vacation, going to the Bahamas and then the private island.
Ooh, that is awesome. That
and then
was
I competed
favorite.
In the little karaoke thing that they had on the ship for the kids.
Ooh, do you love karaoke?
Yeah, I mean, I don't do it often, but...
Totally. We should go karaokeing. next time I'm by you.
I'm in Illinois or you're
absolutely.
In Nashville.
Absolutely. We'll have to do that. In the chat room, a fan asked, does Colt have any pets?
Yes, I do. I have a chihuahua. His name's Scooter.
How cute! A chihuahua. They're adorable. That's so cute. Are you a pet person?
Yes, I am. With the oil spill, it just upset me because of all the animals that were, like, killed.
Oh,
and
my
hurt
goodness.
Everything.
I know, definitely. And that reminds me, half of every donation for that little donate button thingy on the side of the chat room on JustShow.com right now. Half of every donation goes to help the animals injured by the oil spill in the Gulf. And also, you also on your page on ColeChambers.com, you also wrote about it. That I hate those commercials. I mean, I really do. I despise those commercials of, you know, the footage of the birds with the oil on their wings and all that other stuff. That just makes me so sad.
About this on my website, on my homepage, there's a little article that I wrote, and it's got a picture, and it says, Protect Our Coastline, and it's a website that I found that donates to all the animals and everything that was affected by the oil spill. And so if you just go and click on that picture, then it will direct you to the donation page, and you can donate, and it's really good.
Definitely.
And I'm so fortunate that they have stopped the oil from flowing.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you know, they got the whole clogged up kind of thing, you know, all worked out. But now they got to try to figure out how to get the oil out of the water that's already infested.
Safely.
So they got to try that. Yeah, and I don't really know exactly what scientists are coming up with. I mean, you told me that they were about to burn the first layer of the water, but that can also have
that
damage as well.
Yeah, they've been talking about that, and I have
absolutely
no idea. I'm not a scientist.
I don't know if that's a good idea, but I mean, I guess. Alan in the chat room, funny Alan. He asks, who would Colt rather date, Joan Rivers or Betty White?
Betty
Fun
White.
Thing. Oh yeah.
Wow.
I know. Alan also has a good idea. A giant ShamWow will clean the Gulf. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You gotta hook up with the dude on the show and be like, hey, can you make this huge freaking giant ShamWow to clean the Gulf? Thank you.
That are you talking about Billy Mays?
Oh, is it Billy Mays? Or is
he passed away, but he used to be like the man for it.
Oh yeah, I mean the person that does it now is this kid.
it's the kid.
Yeah, it's that kid now.
I haven't seen that commercial now.
Absolutely, and so maybe you'll have to, you know, send him a letter. So let's see here. Kylie asks, why is it that we are coming up with better solutions to the oil spill than BP? Well, because we have time to you know, think it all over, because, you know, they're under pressure. Yeah. So I really don't know, but if you have any, you know, solutions, I mean, there's a contact, there's a contact link on, I got to find that link and then I'll post on my site, but yeah, definitely. So then you could, give your suggestions. So let's see. Alan says, 'cause we're not British. Wonderful. let's see here. Brianna loves Reba asks, ask him, what's his fave ice cream flavor?
Like the chocolate turtle, you know, the kind that is like chocolate, and then it has like the pecans, and then
caramel. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite.
That is really good, definitely. Tina, my mom, in the chat room asks, where do you want to perform that you haven't yet?
That one is an easy question. The Grand Ole Opry.
Of course. Definitely. I could see that. I could actually see that happening. So, you know, maybe in a few more years, you know, I'm pretty sure that'll happen. So also in the chat room, do you have any plans to come to Illinois? I hope so.
I hope so too. as of right now, I don't, but hopefully soon, very soon.
Awesome. I'll have to be there, front row. you know, backstage passes, hook me up, and I'll have to be there, definitely. Let's see. Okay, Alan is asking very crazy questions. Don't know if I want to read those on air. Kylie asks, do you have any plans to come to Michigan?
As of, not right now. Hopefully, maybe next summer.
Yeah, just people could just contact you and give the suggestions.
Yeah, like
right?
if you know like any venues in your area, that all you have to do is send me an email to colt@coltchambers.com, and I'll contact them.
Totally awesome. Sounds good. And so if anybody has a suggestion on where he should go, you just contact him. Rubus Fan Forever asks, ask him if he needs volunteers for his first music video. Ha ha.
Oh, totally. Sure.
Let's all volunteer. Totally.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So let's see here. Reading questions. Where is your favorite place to shop?
My favorite place to shop? Probably Abercrombie & Fitch or Hollister.
Oh, yeah. Those are big stores. Totally. What's your favorite food?
My favorite food is...
Mm-hmm.
That one's kind of hard, too, because it's either...
Mm-hmm.
Mexican food or Chinese. I don't know. Yummy.
Would you ever do, Reba330 asked, would you ever do a music video with Reba? Who wouldn't?
That's an easy question. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Everyone would. Everyone would love to do a video with Reba. Heck, I'll even, do a video with Reba. Reba, if you're listening. I bet she's not, though. So let's see here. Tina asks, how about Italian food? We're 100% Italian, so.
Italian food.
Mm-hmm.
I like pizza, if that counts.
Totally. I love pizza, too. Let's see. Okay, I'll ask the question. People are asking me this. Friend of Abby and Alan asks, Josie, ask him what kind of babies he wants. Okay.
What kind of babies?
Do you just want to say, okay, whatever? And then, well, do you just want to be like, yeah, whatever? Next question. The good kinds, okay? The good kind of babies. Okay. Anywho, do you ride horses? Do you ride horses?
I haven't rode, a whole lot in my life, but actually lately I have been starting to, and my next photo shoot is going to be with some horses, so y'all have to check out that.
Really? That is awesome.
Yeah.
I definitely want to check that out. And so, let's see here, what other questions we got here. Okay, so what is your favorite movie of 2010?
The Last Song.
Oh, that song, that song. That movie made me cry.
Me too.
Absolutely, that made me cry so hard.
I had the tickets to the advanced screening, so I got to see it like before it was released at movie theater, so
that's
I felt
really
kind
cool.
of special. I really, really liked it, because I read the book and everything, and I was actually
mm-hmm.
in Tybee Island where they filmed it when they were filming it.
That is super cool. That is really cool. I mean, don't get me wrong. I loved the movie, but it was just so sad. And I forgot to bring my tissues, so it was, like, several times bad. So, but, yeah, it's a good movie. So let's see here. Does Colt like vampire movies?
If you're referring to Twilight, New Moon, Eclipse, I haven't seen the clips. I've seen Twilight and New Moon, and they were okay.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
I haven't seen the clips yet, but I'll probably end up seeing it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Eclipse was really good. I have to admit it was good, but they cut it off at a really, really good part, So that kind of made me want more. So I'm very excited for the next one. I hope
of
they're
course,
filming one.
They're going to do that just so they can get more people to come to the next movie.
Okay, that's great. You made my day. Because I love the Twilight series. Don't make fun of me.
I read Twilight.
Oh, yeah. I love it. What can I say? So let's see. Reading from the chat room. Do you like Harry Potter? Reba 330 from the chat room.
No, I don't really like Harry Potter.
Oh, don't worry. Yeah. So let's see here. What did you do to come up with ideas for your album cover?
The album cover hasn't been made yet, but we're mm-hmm. thinking of some ideas right now. We're thinking
oh, cool.
of maybe, like, having me standing, like, in, like, in a field that's got, like, growed up grass, like, all around. We're not sure yet, but that's kind of an idea that we kind of thought about.
Absolutely, and you absolutely got to make the cover, like, with your cowboy hat. Your guitar, sneak that in. I mean, I can give you ideas.
Okay.
Absolutely. So we're running out of time here, so we're going to ask a few more questions here. So let's see. Trying to find questions that are appropriate. Thank you, Ellen. Reba Fan Forever asks, do you have any plans for a live chat soon?
I haven't planned one, but I can just, if anybody wants to have a live chat with me, just tweet me or whatever, and I'll schedule one. I can schedule one for next Friday night. I don't know. I'll tweet y'all
and
post it on my website if I do, so y'all
That's
will know
awesome.
In advance.
That's awesome, because I attended one of your live video chats, and they were a lot of fun. I could only stay for maybe, I could have only stayed for maybe 30 minutes, but it was just so amazing. Really liked it. You even sang for us, which was really, really cool. So definitely, everyone should check that out next time you go in. And it'll, of course, be on your pages. So,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Ustream.tv/Cult Chambers, if you didn't know. That's the
Oh, yeah. Definitely, definitely. Let's see here. Reba 330 asks, who are your musical influences?
Well, Brad Paisley, Keith Urban,
mm-hmm.
Jason Aldean.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Reba.
A strange country.
All kinds of country.
Absolutely, absolutely. So everyone who sings country. Definitely. Let's see here. One more question. So what? The question just went back up. How does that even happen? Okay. Let's see here. What's your favorite? What's your favorite sport?
Sport. I don't really play sports, but I like to watch football games. But that's about it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, awesome, awesome. And thank you so much for coming on my show. I already gave you your Time with Josie t-shirt as a thank you. So thank you so much. And I hope to talk to you soon. We have Twitter, so I'll tweet you.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thank you, Colt. Bye. Awesome, awesome. So thanks, everyone, for coming. Just want to now give away a Your Time with Josie t-shirt. Game time. So here is my assistant / mother manager person, and she will be picking the winner of the Your Time with Josie t-shirt. Here we go.
everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. It was fantastic. Loved hearing Colt sing. He answered all kinds of fun questions. So remember to go to his site, and he's got an album coming out soon, so there'll be plenty of information for that on his site. So as we go through here, let's talk about giving away one of your Time with Josie t-shirts. Going down the list here, I went ahead and put everybody's name inside a hat here. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to do a little bit of a drawing. And everybody that is eligible to win would be the people who are in the chat room right now. So let me go ahead and pick a name. All right, and we have a winner. The winner is Friend of Abby. Friend of Abby in the chat room, you are the winner of a beautiful Your Time with Josie t-shirt. Josie will tell you how it is that you can get your address to her so she can send it out to you. Hold on.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming on, and congratulations, Abby, for winning the Your Time with Josie t-shirt. We'll definitely send that to you ASAP. Just send me where I should send it. You can send it to Josie at josieshow.com. I will send it ASAP. Definitely just send it to the address that I sent in the chat room, and I will give that out to you. Thank you guys, everyone, so much for coming to Your Time with Josie. I want to mention next week's guest is July 23rd, 2010, Sarah Salve, amazing singer. On July 30th, 2010, we also have Alexandra Amour. Everyone join us. And our dates for August, for JosieShow.com for guests are not on the site yet, but we're working on them. So if you have any suggestions on who you would like to see on the show as a guest, please let me know. You can let me know at Josie@JosieShow.com, or you can let me know on Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, any of those, and I will definitely try to get any of the guests that you guys recommend. I love hearing your suggestions. So I will talk to you guys soon. Bye. Thank you.